Top Shelf conversation from Top Shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, with that, time to head on to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Patrick Walker, CBS Sports, covers the NFL, joining us. Patrick, thanks for taking the time. Let's jump in with some of the trepidation that is being reported, and John Harbaugh articulated it earlier in the week, about this draft going on in these remote homes and general managers' homes basically being the epicenter and them being by themselves, and the fear that their stuff is going to be leaked or stolen. And you've been around the league long enough, you know how real that is. How is the NFL going to make sure that this process, which is unprecedented times, produces a result that is one without any sort of integrity being broached?
I think that's obviously one of the more pressing concerns going around the league, as you stated, because this is a situation the world has never been in, let alone the NFL itself and any other sports league. And it's a justifiable worry. And that's why the NFL right now is reportedly working on running a virtual mock draft for all 32 GMs to make sure that or to do their best to make sure that nothing, you know, everything goes off without a hitch come the NFL draft. However, there's obviously going to be worry of compromise whenever you're talking about this magnitude of information being transported wirelessly. I mean, we're talking about Zoom. We're talking about, all these streaming services, Skype and things like that. We live in a world in 2020 where if you go to if you use the wrong Wi-Fi, your information can get plucked right out of the air. So, of course, there's going to be this worry for NFL GMs because you're talking about, you know, the NFL draft and players that are being picked and trades that are being worked. And those are going to be complex enough considering you're not having a situation where NFL teams have their traditional draft war rooms where everyone's sitting there in the room and they're making these, you know, off-the-cuff decisions immediately. It's going to have a huge impact, to say the least, and that can't be overstated, especially when you start talking about things like potential trades. And I mentioned this earlier in the week. I think this is going to be a year where you see a big downturn in the number of trades in this draft because of the complexity of it. You're going to have one GM sitting in his house, but then his scouting director is halfway across town and his other personnel guy is on the other side of town. And they're trying to, make this happen with guys who have similar situations all the way across the country. It's, again, unprecedented. You have the security concerns. You have the concerns of, hey, can we even do this? So they're going to run this virtual mock draft to see if it can happen. And it's going to happen one way or another. But as far as the hiccups, how many there will be and what they will be, that's to be determined.
Yeah, Patrick, I don't think people really realize, unless you're like a hardcore draftnik, right, the actual size of these boards in these conference rooms. You know what I mean? And the magnets and kind of how they group players and just how easy it is for these guys in those moments. I mean, it's complex, but it's a lot easier when you have this giant wall full of magnets, right? Someone gets picked, you go, you remove the magnet, put it over there, everything kind of adjusts. Screens aren't big enough for these coaches and GMs to kind of have all that information there on a computer screen or a TV or whatever, and then to shuffle all this. Why couldn't the NFL just invest in the testing and say, hey, we're going to test every single, whether it's GM, owner, coach, scout, right? We're gonna test these four or five individuals, and obviously an IT guy, to come into the building and just operate from there. What, did the NFL try to do that, or is this just saying, hey, we're going to, because it seems to me that if you tested every single person going into a building, that's four or five guys per team, and that could have been done to make this a little easier for these teams.
I absolutely agree, and based on conversations I've had, it's not something that I'm aware of the NFL having, given a shot at it. And to be honest, my standpoint is I don't believe that the NFL draft should go on as scheduled in April. I don't see the reason that it can't be pushed back, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever the case may be, because although the NFL is persisting in churning along despite the COVID-19 pandemic, the fact is offseason programs are still suspended indefinitely. So you got these current players in the NFL can't even report. And until that actually happens, until some sort of formal offseason conditioning program can start to be put into place, these players can't even begin to prepare physically and with their teammates and with their coaches for a 2020 season that's supposedly still going to start in September. So you have all of this flux going on. I just don't see why the NFL couldn't say, you know what, let's, you know, to your point, let's get some of this testing in. Let's make sure we're not going to have any IT issues, whether it be security, whether it be streaming issues. I was listening to the Tom Brady and Howard Stern interview this morning, and it kept freezing. And that's just a phone conversation, right?
Right.
Now, when you scale that up to the magnitude of the NFL draft and all that entails, that's a scary thought, and it should be for the NFL. So they should have put more thought into this. And even if they simply delayed it by 2 weeks, 3 weeks to say, hey, we need to test this to make sure that it's going to go off without a hitch. But that's not what they're doing. They're just rapidly trying to make this happen. And hopefully there are no issues, but I just don't foresee how that can be possible. I don't foresee how they cannot have something go wrong. And it might just be a couple of minor things. But I think in the end, you're going to see, again, fewer trades happen because maybe there are some trades going on because these guys are on the clock.
Yeah.
This stuff has to happen in real time. And now you have situations where what if, this general manager's internet connection hiccups, right? But he's on the line with four other guys, three other GMs, maybe it's a three-team deal. And then everybody just gets frustrated and say, you know what, let's just make a pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you're right.
You have that human element as well when it comes to the frustration of it all.
I think you hit it. I think you're going to see minimal picks or minimal trades, rather. I think it'll be hardly any for the exact reason you just laid out, is that there's going to be immense pressure to try to communicate with people who aren't in the room with them and try to connect with them. I think it's going to be very, very difficult, and I think you hit it on the head there. I don't think there will be the trades that you normally see. Patrick Walker, our guest, CBS Sports NFL writer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. The other thing that is interesting here, as the NFL fast-forwarded right through free agency, the draft's going to happen in all this time, but we have three number one overall picks in the last decade unsigned in Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, and Jadeveon Clowney. None of them are signed at this point. Really, I don't know. I'm curious your opinion on this. I've heard no whispers from a Cam or Jameis standpoint, like no smoke anywhere. There's a little bit of Jadeveon smoke that I saw with Cleveland over the weekend, potentially. But I've seen nothing from Cam or Jameis. Are you surprised?
When it comes to Cam Newton, I'm absolutely surprised. I think, and to your point, there's some smoke coming out of the Cleveland Browns organization as it relates to Jadeveon Clowney. Now, some reports coming out that Clowney, who was entertaining a potential reunion with the Seattle Seahawks, maybe that's not going to happen because they simply won't come up to his price, his asking price. But when it comes to Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, I'm not as surprised with. For obvious reasons, he's a 30-30 guy, and not in a good way. We're talking 30 touchdowns, 33, 34 interceptions. So I didn't believe that any NFL team was going to clamor to make him their franchise quarterback going forward, whether he got LASIK surgery or not. Now, when it comes to Cam Newton, if Cam Newton is in fact healthy, and he has recently passed a physical that says he is in fact healthy, a healthy Cam Newton not being on a team right now is very weird to me. I don't see why, for example, the Los Angeles Chargers have not made this happen yet. You're going to open in a new stadium in 2020. You're going to do that with Tyrod Taylor as your quarterback. That's not exactly the draw that I think the Chargers should be going for. And then you keep in mind that Anthony Lynn, he got an extension, but he's only on a one-year extension. So he has to make the Chargers into a winning team in 2020 or he's out. And he's going to bank on Tyrod Taylor. And this is not a knock against Tyrod's talent. This is simply saying if Cam Newton is in fact healthy, you're not going to convince me that he's not better than Tyrod Taylor. So you have these types of things going on. And as far as Jameis Winston, I think in the end, he ends up landing as somebody's backup. I think that there's a lot of smoke now being spewing in that direction when it comes to him and maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, because how much longer is Ben Roethlisberger going to be around, right? We're talking about that class that he was drafted in and those guys starting to hang it up, and Phillip Rivers probably only has one more year himself on that contract with the Colts, and then he's probably going to call it quits. So if I'm putting money on the table, I think that Jameis Winston ends up as a backup to Ben Roethlisberger so the Steelers can at least see if he has the potential to, you know, be the successor to Roethlisberger. But when it comes to Cam Newton, I don't think there's any reason that he doesn't have a job other than a team like the Chicago Bears wetting the bed and trading for Nick Foles when all they really had to do was wait a couple more weeks, if that, and they could have had Cam Newton without giving up any assets.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, Patrick. Always good talking to you, my friend. Stay safe, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely, be safe, fellas.